be true. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the second hour of the World Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, 16 September, 2017. Welcome back, folks. So far, good show. Lori and I were discussing before the top of the hour the manufactured race crisis that is going on. Lori, you want to continue with your thoughts?
Well, like I said, our listeners just have to kind of listen to more than one channel for news, read more than one source for news, try to put it together of what's true and what's not. And, you know, it's not always an easy job to do.
No, it's not. In fact, they make it as difficult as they can.
Right. I mean, this is news that's fake because they're filling it in with things that one to distract the people, you know, from what's really going on. And two, I honestly think that most of them think that the American people are just dumb, and we're not dumb. So they shouldn't have been shocked when, you know, President Trump came out and said that it was just false news and they needed to quit reporting, you know, false things. I agree with him on that note.
Well, I'll tell you, I was watching Don Lemon and on special coverage that CNN was having down, you know, from Interstate 64 there in St. Louis, where there were a lot of protesters trying to block the highway, which, by the way, did not work. But, you know, when I was watching CNN, all the commentary was attempting to justify these people disrupting lives, injuring people, destroying property. CNN's commentators were trying to justify this. There is no justification for destroying a public library and throwing books out all over. You know, in my mind, there's no justification for attempting to block off commerce, you know, on an interstate highway. You know, one, it's dangerous, and two, it's costly, and three, it's just a general pain in the ass for the people on the road. You know, but that's the problem. This narrative of there being justification for unlawful actions is the biggest crock I've seen in years, and they're openly doing it. And it's irritating,
right, frankly.
So, you know, I didn't see any of the other stations. I watch television on the computer mostly. And
right.
I was just on YouTube looking for live streams, and CNN was, I guess, the last one filming live shots. And that's why I was on CNN. In fact, his reality is most of the time I didn't have my headphones on. I was just looking at the pictures. So, yeah, it's the narrative they want to make. And it's not even what the majority of the people want to hear. There's been so many surveys here in the past couple of weeks that show 60, 70, 80% of the people in this country are against this kind of behavior. And CNN will go out there. I saw one part they were doing, you know, where they were asking people on the street what they thought. Well, you know, the backstory to that, which I read in print this morning, was they were having to go through five or six people before they could find one in favor of these demonstrations, and that's what they were putting on the air. You know, so it's selective reporting.
Right. Well, honestly, I don't see, like, these protesters that are vandalizing monuments and statues, you know, and buildings. I don't see their point. I really don't, other than they just want to be destructive. Because you're not going to change history. That's why it's called history. It's already happened. You can't change it. you know? So destroying these monuments.
All we have to do, when you're talking about changing history, all you've got to do is look at the people that have tried it in the last century and see if that's where we want to go. Mao Zedong, you know, Chairman Mao, big on changing history. I think they called it the Cultural Revolution, burning books, destroying artifacts. Adolf Hitler, another one, burning books,
right.
You know,
well,
changing history.
If they'd actually stop and learn their history, they would know that history has a tendency to repeat itself.
Or so, a mirror.
Right. So destroying all these monuments and destroying, like, state property or individuals' properties to make their point isn't making the point other than showing the world that they're just destructive people. And that's all they really want to do is be destructive.
They're ignorant.
Exactly. So my suggestion to those people is maybe you should pick up one of those history books that you're so prone on possibly burning right now and read it, because, like I said, history does repeat itself. So they really need to read it and find out what happened, because apparently they haven't, you know? Because everything they're doing is totally the opposite, I think, of the effect that they're trying to get.
Unfortunately, they have been successful in some areas. You know, specifically what I'm talking about in this country is the war of Northern aggression. You ask any school kids, they will tell you that the, quote, Civil War was fought over slavery. When in Lincoln's inaugural address, he said he wouldn't touch slavery. Now, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember the exact quote. You know, but that's the farthest thing from the truth. The War of Northern Aggression was fought over states' rights. But you ask the average kid, no, it was over slavery. You know,
yeah.
So they have been partially successful in changing history, partially.
State rights and money, you know, what everything else is always fought over.
Well,
money.
All the above, yeah.
Right.
You know, the North passing a tax on cotton, and the North grows zero cotton.
Right.
That type of stuff.
I mean, the South called them slaves. The North called them servants. You know, they were treated basically equally from the North and the South. You know, people who think that the South actually bought slaves, beat them, you know, they have to stop and think. Back then, you know, people would pay $500 for a, what they would call back then, a male African-American.
Healthy buck.
Yes, they would call him a healthy buck. Why would you pay that kind of money out for someone who's going to work your fields and all for you and then turn around and beat him on a constant basis, you know, because you're not going to get any work out of him then. You'd be more downtime than out in the field doing the job. No different than the servants in the North that, you know, were there to work in the factories or anything else. So
indentured servants is what you're talking about.
Yes, you know. So when you see these protesters out there saying, like, Black Lives Matter, everybody needs to stop and think, you know what? All life matters. It
but
doesn't
if you
matter.
Say that, you're a racist.
Yes. I don't think I'm a racist. I'm saying all life matters, not just one color of skin. All.
But if you,
you know?
Say that publicly, Lori, they consider you a racist if you say all
I think
lives matter.
I think I just said it as publicly as I possibly can. But, you know, people just need to.
No, really.
Yeah, it is. I think people just need to stop and check their hearts and their heads before they open their mouths and speak. And just remember, it's not just one color of skin that matters. It's all of us that matter. You know, and there are so many things out there right now trying to divide this country in more ways than one.
Right.
That we, the people, as our new president reminds us, are the ones in charge, and we've got to stop letting these other people dictate what our actions are. So,
well, I think that's what's going to come to you sooner than you think, Ori. Now, remember, this Antifa, or Antifa, however you're supposed to say it now, it stands for anti-fascist, and the anti-fascists are more fascist than any other fascist ever was. But the bottom line is, November 4, they plan on doing something big, something to attempt to put an incredible amount of pressure on the closed system. And this is going to be a nationwide event from what I'm reading. Now, I don't know what all it's going to entail. I think it's all still in the planning phases. But it's, you know, you got big, big money backing it. You got Soros. You've got Hillary with her, quote, resistance movement and all that. So I don't know if November 4 will amount to anything or not, but they sure are planning on it amounting to something, and I'm so glad that we're only going to be in a major city the weekend before, not the weekend of that day.
Right.
So I don't know what's going to happen. I don't have a crystal ball. Well, if I did, it'd probably be broke. But
Whatever happened to these politicians being in office, and then when their term was up, just graciously stepping aside and, you know.
Well, there is another push now for term limits again. And I think it was six terms as a U.S. rep or three terms as a U.S. senator, something like that. You know what? It was enough to give them retirement, and that was it. I don't remember what the exact number of years was. But I remember it was enough to give them retirement.
What?
So,
I personally think there should be a term limit on how long they can stay in office. You know, and
well, why not? We have a term limit on presidents. Why not for the representatives and the senators? I agree with
right.
you.
I mean, some people say it's because, you know, you need people in there that knows what's going on. Well, not all of, you have to keep in mind, not all of these terms will end at the same time. So you're still going to have people in there that knows what's going on. But I'm hoping that the people that are running for office to fill this spot have some idea of what's going on if they're, you know, wanting to run for that position. But,
right.
I don't know. I honestly think they need term limits, and I don't think that the American people should have to keep forking out retirement pay. I mean, nowhere else do you get a job, and then once you, you know, leave that job, or either you're fired or you, you know, you leave, not everywhere you get that retirement thing unless you've been there over 20 years. So why should the American people pay for our representatives and all, in the Senate and the House, to be up there that long and then end up having to pay them, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what the argument is, and I'm not saying I agree with this argument. I'm not saying I agree with this argument, but their argument is, in the overall U.S. budget, the retirement counts for so little, and they're right, it's like 0.0003% or something like that, that it doesn't hurt anybody. That's their logic. I'm not saying it's right. I'm saying that's their logic.
Right, but they had a job before they were voted into that position, you know, so they can get a job after they've come out of that office. But what I'm saying is, I just, granted, the retirement that the people pay them would be minimum, you know, basically.
Right.
They're so... They've given themselves more raises than they've actually given our vets. And our vets don't get a whole lot of money, you know?
No.
When you take into consideration the price of gas keeps going up and the price of food keeps going up and the price of your electric keeps going up, the vets' pay isn't that much at all, you know? And you can only stretch it so far.
That's right.
Like you said,
and we know that from personal experience.
Yeah, we do. But the veterans themselves haven't had a raise in how long, dear?
Oh, it's been years since there's been anything significant. It's always like 1% or half a percent. Or see, what the problem is with veterans' pension, which and what we get is the pension or compensation. I get them mixed up. It's chained to the Social Security cost of living increases, and those are done by what they call the change CPI. That does not take into account the cost of food, fuel, or medical. Therefore, you know, they're basically saying, oh, there isn't any inflation.
On your behalf, dear, at least you are 100% disabled. So your medical, all of it, is paid through the VA, which I am very thankful for that. But a lot of our vets out there are not 100% disabled, and they still have a percentage that they have to pay for their health care.
Yes, they do.
You know? And I don't know, maybe it's just me, but I don't think our veterans should have to do that. Because, like I said, one, they get out, and if it's only partial payments that they're getting because they're pensions and whatnot are also based on their how much they're disabled, you know.
Right. Well, that's what it is based on, is the degree of disability.
Right. So, depending on that variable of disability that they may or may not have is how much they're actually getting a month. And like you said, you're 100%. And what we get, even though we live in a rural area where things aren't as expensive as they'd be if we were living in a large town, you know, or a city, it's still hard to stretch that money from payday to payday. It's only once a month and cover all your bills and still have money left over, you know.
Right.
If our daughter wasn't living here, giving us a hand on the farm and trying to help us out, you know, we probably wouldn't have food for a week or so, you know, toward the end of the month, because our pay goes to pay the bills and that's it. Even though we live on a farm, we haven't had much of a chance to put our garden in this year, which
hurts. We're gonna change that next year.
The only good factor is that we do have food put up that we've canned and stuff like that. So, you know, we'll have food for the winter. But, you know, this is just typical things that go on in the U.S. that many people probably are not aware of, don't know about. And other than, like I said, watching this, what I'd call filler news, because it's the news that they're putting out there just to distract the people so they have no idea what's going on.
And it's not necessarily people's fault that they don't know what's going on. The diet of media that most people take in, it's a majority of it. Actually, not just a portion, a majority of it is fake and false news. You know, and they're, you know, New York Times, Washington Post, you know, CNN, MSNBC, you know, and I can go on all day. And even Fox, to an extent. There is so much fake news on there. If people get their news off the television, they're not even coming close to what reality is. You know, it's just like this whole thing with Russia interfered in the election. You know, my comment to that is, one, so what? How many countries' election does the U.S. interfere with? How many actual revolutions has the U.S. funded? You know, all the color revolutions, you know, and then the media goes nuts because Russia, I think the latest one is Russians or Russian agents spent $100,000 on Facebook advertising to get Trump elected. $100,000? I mean, come on, that is nothing. And Facebook ran the ads. And I don't even know what those ads are. I don't know what the content was. All I know is that's what the media is screaming about this past week. Okay, Lori, we have a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. Call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, see you in three.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And today is Caller's Choice. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. And we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Tim and I, we just seen some of the, about fake news, you know, how you have to listen to different medias, read different papers or sources to get your news so you know that you're at least getting some accurate news instead of all false news.
You know, Lori, one of the tricks I've used, and it might help some of our listeners to determine what's real and what's not. If I see a story, let's say on CNN, happening in Atlanta, Georgia, what I will do is go in and search Atlanta, Georgia TV stations, and when I see those, then click on a live broadcast from one of those stations, and then you're seeing unedited film most of the time and getting more of a real picture of what is really going on. And that's just one of the few tricks I use, and it might help other people. You know, Lori, while we got this little break with no callers, maybe we do have a caller. I just saw my screen lit up red.
Yeah, Alan.
Yeah, we do. We have Alan in South Carolina again. Go ahead, Alan.
Thanks for letting me double dip, so to speak, this morning. I originally called to sort of tie down the focus on defending the Bill of Rights, but
yes,
you all have such a fast-moving and dynamic program this morning, it's hard to keep up, impossible to stay ahead. But Lori punched my button when she talked about slavery, so I'll start there, if you will.
Yes, sir.
One of the things that's been expunged from our national historical consciousness, more or less, if you can use that phrase, is that the slaves were not working for nothing, as the Afro fanatics are endlessly claiming.
That's true.
They were in the 19th century, it was not unusual for people to work at room and board, and they were working for room and board, so they were working for compensation. In fact, the old Southerners pointed out constantly that the textile workers in the North were worse off financially than their slaves because they were going in debt to the company store, for example, not only living in sweltering dormitories, vermin-infested sweltering dormitories, breeding all sorts of diseases, whereas the slaves were at least living in individual housing, but that they were going in debt to the company store, just like the old folk song says. So they were better off. And the slaves, we have to remember, were not working for nothing. They were working for a rather routine type of compensation in the 19th century, room and board.
Well, you're correct.
They're doing quite well that way, really. And better off than textile workers in some of those oil plants in Massachusetts, for example. But
you're absolutely right.
That lie will never probably shake itself away from America as long as it exists as it is. But,
Alan, I actually saw a ledger that was in my family, generations. But they had, I think, three slaves. And you could read in this ledger where $1 to a doctor for this slave, 50 cents to this or that store for a new pair of shoes for that slave. And they wrote them by name. They didn't call them slaves. I just don't remember the names. One of them's name was Tempest. I remember that, T-E-M-P-E-S-T. But they wrote them, wrote them down by name, and this is where the money went for this one. This is where the money went for that one. And, of course, the food was not accounted for. The housing was not accounted for. But things that were purchased for the slaves were. They took good care of the slaves. And in reality, from what research I was able to do, at least on my family, most of these slaves, once they reached what would be a reasonable retirement age, were actually given a stipend each month to live without working there on the farm. Okay, folks, we have bottom of the hour break. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Alan, please hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Real Survival here on RBN, and we are speaking with Alan in South Carolina, and we were talking about how the slaves were treated. Alan, you want to go ahead?
Yes, ma'am. I could go on about slavery until I wore out my welcome with you this morning, so I won't. But again, in the dynamic discussion, Tim, a minute ago, referenced something about there's no justification for various actions that our enemies are taking. Well, I just
there is none in my mind.
Just want to suggest that what we're fighting is a religious war, and a crazed, passionate religious war at that. And their justification is something they like to call social justice.
Correct.
But going back to my original reason for calling back, before Laura got sidetracked on slavery, defending the First Amendment.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to say it's not only a sort of a romantic notion, but also, I believe, a very practical political maneuver. We put our enemies in the position of being publicly against what we're for, and so they'll be against the Bill of Rights. And that was what I was trying to get at, you know, essentially.
Well,
suggest
I agree.
To all
that
our
would
practical
be
thinkers and leaders, let's focus on that. Let's not give up on our statues and heritage, but let's focus on that.
Well, I think you're right.
And, you know, there's another fellow that I bet you've heard of named E.A. Pollard, author of The Lost Cause.
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, he was right before and during the war the editor of the Richmond Times. And after the war, he wrote a book entitled The Lost Cause. One of the things he lamented was the fact that the South, unlike the North, failed to clearly identify their objectives and focus on one particular thing. And I'm afraid we're letting history repeat itself. And I don't think Pollard is the only philosophical writer to ever suggest such a thing. I don't know whether Machiavelli was into that or not, but, you know, that was the whole thing. Let's focus on the First Amendment because that is the most critical thing. Don't forget about our flags and monuments and portraits in the courtroom and things like that, but focus, just like we've been told we should by our ancestors, on the real critical issue, the Bill of Rights, and specifically the First Amendment and the Second Amendment and so forth. That's all. You know, I'm rambling on again, so
No.
I appreciate
what
you letting
saying.
Me ramble on twice, and that's consider that a luxury. So thank you. I appreciate
your
show
welcome,
and always
Alan.
Tune in.
Thank you, sir. I hope you call back many, many times.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, Ori, I'm thinking, you know, what Alan's saying is absolutely correct. You know, how do I say this, our side, the reasonable side, the side that believes in the truth should focus on a specific task. And I believe that task, just like Alan does, should be defending the Constitution. You know, I've sworn an oath to it. You've sworn an oath to it. And those oaths don't expire. You know, there's no expiration date on them. And I think Alan is correct. And the other thing I'm afraid of is if these Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all them keep being successful in having statues removed, what is next? Are they going to burn the history books? Are they going to say blow up Fort Sumter and make it so it was never there? Where do they stop? Are they going to destroy, all the George Washington statues, all the Thomas Jefferson statues? Are they going to blow up Mount Rushmore? Where does it end? You know, that's the question I have. Where does it end?
Right.
You know, you look at that big, beautiful statue they had down there in New Orleans. What was it, a block or two off Bourbon Street of, I don't remember if it was Lee's statue or another statue, but it was a larger-than-life, big, beautiful statue. And the city of New Orleans saw fit to remove it. You know which one I'm talking about, in front of that big church.
Right.
And, you know, the city of New Orleans sees fit to remove it. Why? How can something that happened well over 150 years ago be so offensive to people today that we're not there? What is wrong with remembering history? You know, nobody has a problem with a statue of Stalin out on the West Coast. But we've got, we're taking down all the statues of Robert E. Lee, who in reality was a very, very fine man. I don't know. If there is a logic, it's lost on me. That's all I can say about it.
Right. Well, I'm going to change subject just for a second here.
Sure, absolutely.
I saw here on the news that they were reporting that Key West is now open back up, so those that have homes in Key West are being able to go back down into the Keys, all the way to Key West, check out their homes and stuff like that. And the president, I believe, is supposed to be visiting there tomorrow. But also, like you said, Jose is going along the eastern board, so you still have that threat of the the rip tides. Most people, if you're not aware of those, it's where you go out so far, and those tides can actually take you further out to sea. So you have to be careful of the rip tides.
People panic and die.
Exactly. A lot of people don't know how to get out of those rip tides, and the solution is that it's not panic, or try not to panic, I should say, because people do panic. And then swim along the coast. If you can swim along
the coast,
right, you know, then you should be fine. But also, there are two more storms out there. One is a tropical storm Lee, and it's off of Africa and headed this way. The other one is off, they're calling a cyclone, and it's named 15. And the 15 seems to be, the prediction as far as the cone goes, this seems to be taking the same path that Irma took. So it's headed for the Caribbean, into the Caribbean Sea, and, you know, the islands there that have already been hit. So those are...
Oh, wonderful.
Right. Like I said, Lee is just a tropical storm, but there's Cyclone 15, and he's headed... That one's headed right for the path. So just need to kind of keep an eye on those storms that are out there, and again, keep those people that have already been hit once by Irma, possibly being now hit by a cyclone. You know, keep them in your prayers and kind of keep an eye on it.
I'll tell you, anybody that lives in areas affected by hurricanes, if they're not checking the tropical weather updates at least at a minimum every couple of days. As you know, I used to check daily when we lived on the coast. If they're not doing it every couple of days at least, shame on them is all I can say. The information is so easily and readily available. You know, there's no excuse to be blindsided by a storm or only know about one 3 days before it hits. There's absolutely no excuse for that.
Right. Right. I realize that, you know, the East Coast isn't the only one that has bad weather. The West Coast does, too. And, of course, the Midwest has the twisters and...
supercell thunderstorms, derechos. Yeah.
Right.
Every area has a risk. And now earthquakes on a daily basis.
Right. So, like, the Midwest where we're at, you know, hurricane season is just around the corner. Not hurricane, but twister season is just around the corner. So... we have what they call Twister Alley, where the tornadoes just seem to hit constantly over and over again. You know, but these are weather things that, one, we can't actually stop. You know, it's Mother Nature. You can't stop it once it started. So just ask everybody to be vigilant of the weather and patterns around them and, you know, keep an eye on what's going on. But as a whole, I think our country just needs to wake up, be aware of everything, you know, not just the weather, but all the civil matters that are going on. And remember, a lot of this is started, like you said, by people who just want conflicts to keep going on and on. And when do we tell these people that's got the money that's paying these people, enough is enough, you know, and...
Well, what we need to do is start arresting people like George Soros for sedition. You know, Hillary Clinton for sedition, if not treason. These people need to be brought to justice, Lori.
Well, I think they should, too. I mean, like, I was looking at Facebook the other day. I hadn't been on there in quite a while, but I was looking at it, and people were actually suggesting that people like the ones that are looting and, you know, or at protest and that are violently destroying property, that when they're arrested, that if they apply for any kind of aid from this country, that they should be denied it because they're not taking into consideration the owners of these shops. You know, they pay out their taxes every year. They pay
and
to have that.
Insurance. And insurance does not pay for civil disorder damage. Did you know that?
No, they don't. So it hurts not only the shop owners, you know, but it hurts the public as a whole They might think that they're out there doing it for a purpose to help people, but they're just making it worse because that shop owner may not, like you said, insurance doesn't cover it, so therefore they have to pay for those damages out of their pockets. And any prices, if they're able to reopen their shop, then, you know, odds are the prices inside that shop are going to be higher than what you're used to paying because they have to cover their costs. So people who are out there doing this, you know, if you're listening...
Well, the reality is, Lori, most of these mom-and-pop shops that are destroyed by during these riots, civil unrest, whatever the proper term is, most of them don't open back up. They can't afford to. You know, they've got their lives 30, 40 years and running the mom-and-pop convenience store on the corner, and they're barely making it as it is, and all their inventory is destroyed. The building is damaged, if not burned down. And, you know, as I said, insurance does not cover that. Most of them just go away quietly and don't reopen. That's the truth. You know, we've seen it ourselves firsthand up there in Ferguson.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a given. I mean, even a lot of these pop shops, you know, mom-and-pop shops, like you said, or businesses, can't afford the insurance, but their business is open, and it's there for the public.
Well, it's not they can't afford it. It's not available, Lori. No insurance company pays for acts of war or civil unrest. None.
Well, that's like, you know, during Hurricane Irma, they did show, in southern Florida, they showed like a laundromat that was there. A 60-year-old gentleman owned it.
Right.
It looked like it was it looked like it was in an area where the laundromat was actually needed, okay? In other words, a lot of people couldn't afford their own washers and dryers. So he was providing a service for people who needed it because they couldn't afford their own. But he couldn't afford the insurance either, so he has no idea if he'll be able to reopen that business, you know. Some of these businesses...
If we're talking about the same laundromat, he needs a new building. I mean, it didn't look like there were three concrete blocks mortared together left of his place. All it was a concrete slab and washers and dryers.
Well, there was a few blocks still standing from the wall, but, you know, the machines are already damaged from the water and all. The building is down. He wouldn't be able to reopen it. But these mom-and-pop shops...
It'd have to be a whole new building.
Right. Most of them are open out of the kindness of their heart to provide a service for that community that actually needs it. So when they do things like that and they can't afford the insurance, then they're out the money. You know, some people don't stop to think about that. They think, well, you're insured, so you're covered, so, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, in this case, Irma came through and wiped it out for this gentleman, and he has no idea how he's going to reopen it.
Right. Well, you know, Lori, one thing also we ought to make clear to everybody before we go to break, you know, homeowners insurance also does not cover civil unrest or acts of war. In other words, if there was a riot, it wouldn't happen, of course, but if there was a riot near our farm and they burned down our house, no matter how good our insurance was, it would not be covered. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. And I know during Ferguson, some of the charter members of the Oath Keepers up there realized that, and they formed groups in their own neighborhoods that, by the way, were quite interracial, which is a good thing, to protect their neighborhoods because they knew that if the rioters got into their subdivision or their street and did damage, that it wasn't covered by insurance. You know, so they took a proactive stand, and the particular group of gentlemen I'm thinking about did not lose anything because they stayed to protect it. Now, they did, a majority of them, send their women folk and their kids off to other areas of the state to stay with relatives and friends. But they protected that neighborhood. And, you know, that's called being smart, being proactive. And people need to keep that in mind. It can be done.
Right. We do have a caller on the line. Brian in Canada on the line just called in. Brian, are you there?
Yeah, I just tuned in, so I hope I'm kind of on subject here. But one statement I want to make is, you know, the other fellow there, he was blaming Soros and Clinton, which they should be. And I think that's a mistake. I think that's a mistake that a lot of people make. I don't think there's any difference between the Republicans or the Democrats, to be honest with you.
Two heads of the same snake, Brian. Two heads of the same snake.
Yeah, and the other thing, that you were making a statement that insurance won't cover terrorists or act of war or something like that. It's kind of funny that on 9/11, that Larry Silverstein had his buildings insured for terrorism. And
specific insurance. I'll tell you what, Brian, we got a hard break. Please hang on for 3 minutes, buddy, and we'll be right back to you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Today is Saturday 16th in the year of our Lord, 2017. And during our break, we lost Brian in Canada. Sorry, Brian, if you're listening, you're welcome to call back next week. Right now, we have Michelle in Chicago on line 9. Michelle, are you there?
Should be worried about Soros, Bill Gates, and also Warren Buffett.
Absolutely.
Pardon me?
I said absolutely, ma'am. You are correct.
Because they are all friends, and I don't know if you know, but I'm not sure if it's Bill Gates or if it's Warren Buffett. He bought a whole I don't know what airplanes he bought, but he bought a whole bunch.
No, I was not aware of that. Were you, Ori?
Yeah, I heard it by accident. But if you listen to, he had a conference. Warren Buffett's conference was about, you know, geoengineering, but it actually wasn't called that. It was called, solar. I can't remember the exact name, but it was in May in Chicago. I had it. But anyway, this is what really got me was in he had on YouTube, look it up. He joked around about killing people in 2011.
Right.
That he knows where all the nuclear plants are in the world. He knew where, he knows about all the energy, different kinds of energy, about the weather climatic codification, weather by supercomputers. And this was a Wired Business Conference, Disruptive by Design, November 23rd, 2011, Bill Gates on Energy Intervention.
Oh, I believe
that. That was in 2011. He laughed about killing the people, about the security. He laughed about Fukushima. It was kind of scary what he wrote there. And then I think it was just past year he had Charlie Rose, Bill Gates, and Warren Buffett are really good friends. And it was interviewed by Charlie Rose, and that's where he talked about, I think he bought planes or something, and he was saying that they better not get rid of these vaccines or else.
Right.
Those interviews?
Yes, actually I have. I remember Bill Gates saying the reduction of the population to the levels they want would necessarily be accomplished by vaccines. And if you think about that for just a second, what he's saying is we're going to kill people by sterilizing them or kill off the population by sterilizing
them. Right, but what he also talked about was biochemicals, bioengineering,
right.
in this 2011. That's more alarming, this conference.
Yes.
I'm about this thing. It was with the Wired, and it was with what's the guy's name? Chris Anderson, I want to say. Chris Anderson.
Michelle.
It was a conference. It was a talk between Chris Anderson and Bill Gates. Wired Business Conference.
Michelle, I'm sorry
disruptive
to cut
by
you off,
design.
Ma'am.
November 23rd, 2011.
We're out of time for the show. You're welcome to call back next week. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been real fun. Our thanks to all the callers. Please visit ruralsurvival.info when you have a chance. I think you'll like what you see there. Other than that, same time, same channel next week. You guys have a great, fun, safe weekend. Bye-bye.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.